Number six, we talk about the belief in the divine decree of God. And that is that there are things in this life which are predestined by Allah. Although as human beings we have free will, you've chosen to watch this video today. I'm choosing to speak to you about this topic today. But at the same time, there are countless things that occur to us in our life which we have no control over whatsoever. We didn't choose to be male or female. We didn't choose to be from this race or that race. We didn't choose to be from a poor family or a rich family. We don't choose for an accident to occur or for us to get sick. There are countless things that occur in our life, both good and bad, which are beyond our control. We believe that everything that happens in this universe happens for a reason. Everything that happens, happens as a part of Allah's plan. Everything that happens, happens by the knowledge of Allah, happens by the permission of Allah, and Allah has already written down everything that will occur in this universe before the universe was even created. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, informed us that 50,000 years before the earth was even created, Allah had already written down that I would be speaking to you at this very moment. Now, how do we deal with this in relation to our free will? We believe that everybody chooses how to react to the tests that occur to them in this life. And Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave us a formula to succeed in this life's test. He said, the affair or the state of a true believer is something amazing. And that is not for anyone except for those who are true believers. When something good happens to them, they are grateful and they are thankful to God for that, and they will be rewarded by Allah accordingly, meaning it's a win-win situation. And when something bad happens to them, when a calamity befalls them, as it inevitably will in this life, they are patient, they persevere, they remain committed, they still believe in God. They don't say, why me, and this is not fair, and I can't believe it, and if God loved me, He wouldn't do this to me. No. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if Allah loves someone, He may afflict them with calamities until they walk on the face of the earth sinless. They've already been purified from all their sins, and their level has been elevated to such a high status in the hereafter because of the difficulties they endured, and those difficulties prepare them for the great role they will play in this life in the future. Because how many a test only made us stronger when we passed that test? We believe that everything that happens in this life happens for a reason, and therefore it makes it easier for us to accept what happens. We know that it is already decreed when we will die, where we will die, how we will die. So we don't live our life in fear of death. We don't live our life in fear of falling ill or poverty, because we know that our sustenance is in the hands of Allah. As long as we work hard, as long as we have a good intention, then Allah can bless us and Allah will bless us. A person might say, if everything is already decreed, then how will my prayers have any effect in this life whatsoever? We say this is a good question, and the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, asked him as well. The reality is, Allah is not constrained by time the way we are. The beginning, the middle, and the end of everything is the same for Him. He's already seen everything that will happen. For us, we are living this life and this world day by day. I don't know what happened 1,000 years ago, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but Allah already knows all of it. So Allah knows, for example, that I will pray that something good will happen and He will answer my prayer and that good thing will occur for me. And Allah will show me on the Day of Judgment how my prayer was answered and it brought about goodness in my life, or it turned away a calamity that was going to afflict me as a result of that good deed which I did. Belief in this gives a believer a certain sense of strength and a certain sense of confidence, because they know that nothing harmful can afflict them unless it's by the will and the decree of Allah. They put their full trust in God and they live a life worth living, not a life in which they regret decisions that they've made, or a life in which they fear the ramifications of any decision and what may happen in the future. They plan, they put good work and effort, and then they rely on Allah for the good result from him and that he will guide them and bless them. These are the six pillars of faith that every Muslim must believe in. There are other beliefs that we have, but this is the core and the foundation of our belief system, to believe in Allah as one and only God, to believe in the angels who brought down the revelation from God, to believe in the scripture that came as revelation from Allah, and the messengers who it was sent to from mankind that were role models and examples for us all. The day of judgment, in which we will be held accountable for whether we believed in Allah and His messengers and followed His revelation or not. And we will be rewarded with an eternity in paradise, or we will be punished with an eternity in hellfire. And number six, to believe in the divine decree from Allah, and that He is the master of this universe and in control, and that is He who decrees, and His will is that which will be executed regardless of what we want. And we strive and ask Allah to bless us and to bring good